Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In Numbers 11, 70 men had been recognized as leaders of the people, and were given the same spirit that had equipped Moses for God's work. However, it isn't those whom men recognize, but those whom God ordains that are his true servants. Churches are often overseen by those who may have the ordination of men, but are not recognized by God. In this story, we have the opposite. Quote, two men had remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad, and the Spirit rested upon them. Now they had not gone out to the tabernacle, yet they prophesied in the camp. Verse 26. Clearly, the Lord had equipped them to do his work, but they had not been officially recognized. When someone brought the news to Moses, Joshua, Moses' understudy, was offended by this and cried out, "Forbid them!" Verse 28. Clearly, Joshua was concerned about Moses' leadership being undermined in the camp. But Moses was not at all jealous. He responded, quote, "Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them." Verse 29. What wonderful grace that recognizes cooperation, not competition, among God's people. The name Eldad, similar to the New Testament Theophilus, means loved by God. The other name, Medad, is of uncertain origin, but also has the same root of love. The Hebrew is Yadad. I'm reminded of the disciples' concern. Quote, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us." But Jesus said to him, "Do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side." Luke 9, verses 49 and 50. May we have the grace to delight in the testimony and service of all the Lord's people when they are obviously led by the Spirit.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.